other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yes, my friends, we are live. It is Friday, the 17th day of December, 2004. We'll be here for the next 2 hours and 59 minutes, 25 seconds to be precise. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net, ArnoldExposed.com, JonesReport.com, and VirginUtah.com. Why are there so many sites? Because there's so many great webmasters and so much information and so many servers. It's called redundancy, which is a good thing when you're in a war. You want to have more ships, more airplanes, more tanks, more soldiers engaging the enemy, and this is an info war. A lot of the same information is on the sites. A lot of different information is on the sites, so spread the word and check them out today. Big show lined up for you. Huge broadcast. A lot of horrible things have happened. Lord Bush will be signing the USA Patriot Act and the Homeland Security National ID Card legislation today. And so USA Today came out and said, yeah, it's your national ID card. Yeah, because now they need to announce it to us. They wouldn't tell you about it in the months that we were battling it, because they know it's wildly unpopular, but now they're coming out in all these big papers, that's just one of them, and going, surprise, surprise, Gomer, guess what's in there? Oh, but it's for your safety. So we'll be going over that. A horrible helter-skelter-style murder of an 8-month pregnant woman, some demonic creature, some hell spawn cut the baby out of her, and there's big APBs out on it, and I hope they catch him. I hope they save the baby. I hope the baby's alive. But I have my reason for wanting to cover this article, and we'll be covering that. By the way, I got a call yesterday afternoon by a local radio producer that I'm friends with, and she's friends with one of the stars of, he was in some X-Files episodes, but he was a star in The Lone Gunman. He's Dean Haglund. He played the hacker, the computer expert. She says, hey, he wants to drop by your house. He's making a documentary. And so I said, sure. And a few hours later, knock, knock, there is Dean Haglund. Remember, he was in one of many episodes, but where the government tries to fly a hijacked jet in the World Trade Center to get martial law and to invade foreign countries. Well, he agreed with me last night that he thinks the U.S. government did carry out 9/11. And he has his reasons for why. In 2000, they wrote the script for it, filmed it in early 2001, and broadcast it months before September 11th. And so Dean Haglund will be joining us in some interesting revelations, including the CIA in Hollywood approaching people like Chris Carter, the developer, the founder, the brain child, the individual who came up with the X-Files. So my life just gets weirder and weirder. I've got X-Files stars, you know, showing up at my house now. Life is really an adventure, isn't it? So that is coming up in 25 minutes, to be 26 minutes to be a little more precise. But we'll cover a lot of the news before we get to Mr. Haglund. And we have links to his website and links to the Lone Gunman episode, clips of it that we've been talking about, up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. So that is coming up a little bit later in this first hour. And then later we've got some of the lawyers that are going after the government, trying to stop Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez from being the new Attorney General. Herr General. So we'll be going over that in the second hour. So ultra massive Friday special edition of this broadcast that I like to call Real Talk Radio.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern at night. 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern during the day. Simulcasting, or quadruple casting, I should say, on satellite, the internet, shortwave, and your AM and FM stations. Coroner, Gary Webb's death confirmed as suicide. And this came out in the Associated Press and several other publications yesterday. Now, the media first reported that he'd been shot multiple times in the head with a shotgun. Then they corrected that. The coroner says no. Twice in the head with a .38 special. And the coroner is actually quoted by several newspapers as saying, people find it hard to believe. We've had hundreds of calls to the coroner's office here in Sacramento knowing, is it multiple gunshot wounds? And yes, he was shot twice in the face with a .38 special. And he says this actually does happen. People do shoot themselves multiple times in the head. I know it's hard to believe, the coroner says. Folks, don't try this at home, but you shoot yourself in the head. Number one, it's pretty painful. You might get up the guts to do it once, but if you're not incapacitated or knocked out or dead or in the process of dying, imagine shooting yourself once in the head with a powerful handgun at point-blank range and then cocking it again. They say it was a revolver. And pulling the trigger again into his face. It was his father's revolver, supposedly. Again, these assassins are real good at that. They get into your house, get your gun, wait for you to come home and kill you. Just absolutely amazing. The only other places we've ever seen people shoot themselves multiple times is in Arkansas. And it happened several times. Fannie Malik was a local medical examiner who said that people who shoot themselves multiple times or stab themselves dozens of times or cut their own arms and legs off, he would say that was suicide in the MENA area where a lot of this drug dealing was going on. And so he got promoted to the state medical examiner by that wonderful individual, William Jefferson Clinton, that bastion of conservatism. Listen, Bush is conservative, so is Bill Clinton, so we'll just start calling him the ultra-conservative Bill Clinton. And so the ultra-conservative Bill Clinton promoted this guy, and it's the only other place I've ever seen this, people shooting themselves multiple times in the head. I mean, people shooting themselves twice in the back of the head with shotguns and stuff. So now the coroner's come out and said, no, it wasn't a shotgun, it was a .38 special, twice in the face, and yes, he shot himself twice with... I mean, folks, this is ridiculous. This is in the same category as pigs and elephants flying, and the cow jumping over the moon, and the Easter Bunny, and Santa Claus, and the Tooth Fairy. I mean, really, I probably shouldn't even go on with this. It's just that the average American, I guess, doesn't know about how firearms operate or how this works. I mean, the cops out there know. I mean, do people shoot themselves twice in the head, officers? Do they do that? You shoot yourself once in the head, and then, oh, I think I'll do it again. Again, if you're not dead, it almost always knocks you out or causes so much pain you fall to the ground. You don't then, oh, here, I didn't do it right that time. Let me shoot myself again in the face. By the way, you don't normally just aim it at your face and shoot. People know you stick it in your mouth, up in the roof of your mouth, and fire the bullet up to the soft palate, up into the brain. Or people like to, like Hitler did, put it to their temple. Thanks to Hollywood, people know how to commit suicide. So, this is the new freedom. Is people shooting themselves twice in the face, and people actually come out and tell us this. The establishment has the nerve to tell us this. New York, this is Associated Press out of New York, the death of investigative reporter Gary Webb has been confirmed as a suicide, according to the coroner's statement. There has been speculation that he may have met with foul play because he had received two gunshot wounds to the head. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. The Sacramento Bee reported, the cause of the death was determined to be self-inflicted gunshot wounds to the head, said a statement issued by the Sacramento County Coroner's Office. Quote, information and evidence gathered at the scene of the death, including a handwritten note, including an indication of the part of the deceased to take his own life, resulted in suicide as the determining manner of death. The statement was issued because of numerous calls to the coroner's office following a Bee report Sunday that Webb's death was caused by more than one wound. A former San Jose Mercury News reporter, Webb was found dead in his California home Friday morning. And, of course, he gained attention in the late 1990s, writing the Dark Alliance Pulitzer Prize-winning series for the San Jose Mercury News about CIA drug trafficking. So I hope they don't come by and shoot me twice in the head and then say, or maybe 10 times in the head. Alex Jones shot himself 10 times in the head. And then he sprouted wings and flew around the moon 4 or 5 times. And then I went and fought Godzilla and took a ride in a flying saucer. And then I went and helped Santa deliver toys. And then I went and delivered money for kids, for the Tooth Fairy. And then I helped the Easter Bunny put eggs out in the backyard. And I guess Gary Webb, again, this is the most ridiculous, disgusting thing I've ever heard of in my life. Oh, my goodness. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Lord Bush to sign Intel reform bill today. President Bush today will sign into law the largest overhaul of U.S. intelligence gathering in a half century. The measure creates a new intelligence director and counterterrorism center. It also tightens borders and aviation security, all aimed at preventing the lapses that preceded the attacks on September 11th. Yes, let's give power, more power to those that carried the attacks out. Lawmakers from both parties join President in praising a law that supporters say is needed to disrupt another plot. Later this afternoon, there will be a party at the White House, a celebration. I'm going to have a celebration. The bill becomes law as the man behind the strikes resurfaces. This time on the internet, U.S. officials believe it is Osama bin Laden's voice praising an attack on the U.S. consulate in Saudi Arabia this month. Popping up right before the election, Karl Rove said, "Thank you, bin Laden, for the gift." Actually told the newspaper that. "Thanks for the gift, bin Laden. Appreciate it." It's so obvious. Here's USA Today. Again, they like to always announce what's passed after it passes. We beg the media to report on it. No one will report on it. Just said, "Oh, there's a bill that'll keep you safe coming up so intelligence agencies can communicate." You're not against that, are you? And it had large sections of Patriot Act II, Total Information Awareness Network funding, TIPS program, tattletale funding, national ID cards with the state driver's license funding, internal checkpoint funding. We've had Congressman Ron Paul on to talk about it. We've read the bill here on air, giving you the subsections. Well, now USA Today can tell you all about it today. Legislation sets stage for uniform driver's license. The anti-terrorism bill to be signed by President Bush opens the door for people across the nation to have a similar driver's license, a plan that is fueling debate over whether security concerns will lead to what amounts to national identification card. Oh, it's fueling a debate. Federal biometric standardized driver's license hooked into all these databases. And it's fueling debate if this will be the ID card. So still there's the denial there. The bill, which largely is aimed at improving the nation's intelligence gathering, not true, instructs the Departments of Homeland Security and Transportation to meet with the nation's governors and state motor vehicles administrators to set uniform security standards for driver's license within the next year and a half. Such measures could include difficult to duplicate holograms, encrypted magnetic strips, and other embedded security features. The loss is biometrics already in most states. A few states have begun including such features, 48 of them. On license, Minnesota unveiled a license this month that includes a digital watermark and fine lines that are visible only to ultraviolet light and the digital photo and thumbprint. The American Association of Motor Vehicles Administrators and Virginia-based group that represents administrators in all 50 states has long called for standardized license, in part because of the ease with which criminals, illegal immigrants, alcohol-seeking teenagers, and others have been able to produce and obtain fake licenses. So then they give you all these excuses for something that's already in place and was in place in 42 states at the time of 9/11, and they admit it's to start a new national sales tax system where you'll have to swipe your card or thumb scan every time you buy or sell something, because that's what will assess the graduated sales tax. Because we can't have the poor paying sales tax, so you got to swipe the card to assess the tax. And there are conservative and liberal organizations. Bob Barr and others have been out criticizing it as horrible. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, another group critical of national license. How much of a fishbowl will the average American be living in? And again, so we got Gun Owners of America here quoted, standing up against it, and the ACLU. But what do they know? But the bill actually has a loophole where illegal aliens and foreigners are exempt from it. England's passing their own. They're exempt from it as well. That's the BBC. And so those that we actually have to worry about are exempt from it. Again, I got a bridge I'll sell you if you think any of this will keep you safe. Maybe we believe that people can shoot themselves twice in the head. Maybe we believe that national ID cards are good. Maybe we believe that mercury is nutritious, as the news tells us. Maybe we believe that Hitler was good. I don't. We believe slavery was good. I don't think it was good. But we're going back into slavery. Make no doubt about it. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out. We'll be right back.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Coming up in about 7-8 minutes, we're going to have Dean Haglund, one of the stars of The Lone Gunman, on the broadcast. And the episode was written in late 2000. It aired in mid-2001. And in it, they're talking to one of the government agents, and they say, we know it's a war game scenario dealing with counterterrorism and hijackings. And then the government agent says, the Cold War's over. They need a threat. It isn't a drill. It's the real thing. The government's been told it's a drill. And then the government, a criminal element of it, takes control of a jet a large passenger jet by remote control to fly it into the World Trade Center. As a pretext for martial law, as a pretext to invade third world countries. Now, in reality, on the morning of 9/11, the government was running 24 drills. Five drills in the New York Eastern Seaboard Corridor, simulating hijacked jets flying into the World Trade Center, Pentagon, and other targets. At exactly the same time, in the morning, the exact same drill was being run of exactly what really happened. Now, Tom Clancy wrote books about this happening. There were TV commercials where this happened. There were made-for-TV shows like The Lone Gunman that covered this in almost 100% detail. Everybody knew about this. I was talking about this on air. And talking to Dean Haglund, who's good friends with the writers, who he talked to right after it happened, they said, look, everybody knew this stuff was a possibility. That's why we did the episode, and it just so happened to mirror reality. But how did they get it down to a war game scenario as the smoke screen for carrying it out? I don't know, folks. It gets really, really scary. So we'll be talking to Dean Haglund, actor, comedian, writer, inventor. He invented something for your laptop computer. Interesting fellow. I spent a few hours with him at my home last night. He'll be on with us via cell phone. He's on the road coming up here in just a few minutes. And again, you do not want to miss this. We're going to play some of the clips from the Lone Gunman episode we're talking about in question, and then get Mr. Haglund on right after this quick break that we're about to take. I already covered how they're going to sign into law the National ID card today, and Bush is also going to be signing the New Freedom Initiative today, several bills. They're having a party. He wanted to celebrate this, for psychological testing, National ID cards, Patriot Act II. Here's some of the other news. Christians face 47 years in prison for reading Bible praying on street. This is for the Center for Law and Policy. I have mainstream news articles on this. They read anti-homosexual passages out of their books. And whether you are for it or against it, you should be for their First Amendment, and they were taken up and arrested for inciting hatred and face 47 years in prison. It's horrible. Another article, NBC6, man dies after police use taser gun on him. Now it's what, about one person dies a week from these? U.S. drug approval process flawed. This out of the News of Australia. Some of the horrible drugs they've been approving. Australian teen killed by two great white sharks. A new fake bin Laden tape services. We'll be covering that as well. And I have this article where some sicko, some demon from the pit, killed a young woman who was 8 months pregnant and took the baby out of her womb. And the father was at work. It was a new family. Just imagine the hell on earth. And then why didn't she have a handgun? She was strangled and then had the baby cut out of her. And it's just such a horrible story. But a lot of people can't deal with evil. They don't know that evil exists. They're naive. Evil does exist. And it's spreading. And it's out of control. And we, the good folks, the people that love life, that love honor and decency and beauty, have to rally and ride out onto the field and face down the forces of Mordor and of the great eye of the New World Order, the pyramidal power structure. And if we don't ride out and face it, we are going to be swept by this wickedness. And we're going to enter a new high-tech dark age, a technocracy of dehumanization, and our journey to serfdom and enslavement and feudalism will be complete. The criminals have taken control of the government, and all of their pomps and minions are being put into positions of power, and wickedness is waxing greater and greater. But for every action, there is an equal or greater reaction. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. All right, Dean Haglund is coming up after this quick break. Star of the Lone Gunman, I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I told the story briefly in the first 5 minutes of the broadcast that I got a call from a friend of mine, a local producer, radio producer. He said, you know, you ought to be interviewed by this Dean Haglin, you know, of The Lone Gunman. And, of course, stage and screen. He's also a well-known comedian. And I said, well, of course, I'd love to be interviewed by him for a little documentary he's making. And she said, good, he's coming into town today, this afternoon. That was yesterday. So I got to spend a couple hours with him at my home, and I interviewed him, he interviewed me, and it was a lot of fun. And I was shocked by how informed he was. You know him as the long, blonde-haired I don't want to be mean about it, but, you know, geeky type, on The Lone Gunman, the computer hacker expert. Of course, in real life, he's nothing like that character. And which shows you what a great actor he is. And so we're honored to have him join us. Dean, good to have you on with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks for calling.
You bet. I know that you're just about to leave Austin, and you're out in the parking lot talking to us via cell phone. You'll be with us to the end of the hour. Let's talk about The Lone Gunman. Episode number one. Tell us when this was written and when it aired.
The pilot episode was written actually in March of 2000. It was written a little bit before that, but we shot it around March of 2000. And in that episode, we stopped the plane from flying into the World Trade Center, you know, 8 months before it actually happened. So that was the whole plot line to it, and it was pretty freaky.
Well, you know, I realized a question I didn't ask you last night when we talked on camera about this. Not only is the government remote controlling a passenger jet, a large jet, into the building to get martial law and to invade foreign countries, the cover for it is a war game, and in the real world, even the Associated Press has reported, there were war games that morning, and that's why NORAD stood down. War games are the exact same thing happening that actually happened. This is getting a little too weird, Dean.
It's getting really weird, particularly when, you know, art is imitating life, imitating art, imitating simulations. And I believe that day was also weird because I was going to go to my local electronics store and get the Microsoft Flight Simulator 2000, where you could actually fly a plane into the World Trade Center in the flight simulator, which were the ones apparently the hijackers were training with. And I'll not only was I going to get it, I was going to get it because it was free that day, September 11, 2001, free Microsoft Simulator with the $20 rebate.
Oh, boy, lots of cryptic stuff. You know, on the 1 year anniversary, the New York Lottery came up 911, and the Chicago Mercantile came up 911.0000, and that was less than 1 out of 14 billion.
Wow, I didn't hear that. That's excellent. Does Jordan Maxwell know that one?
I believe he does. You know, I brought this up to you on camera last night. What do you think really happened on 9/11?
Well, I think, you know, in fact, I was watching your DVD, The Tyranny of 9/11, and it brought up a lot of compelling points. I think it was faked. And, you know, as an actor, you have to do research, and you have to listen to all sides, and you bring all of those in without judgment. But ultimately, when building a character, for instance, you take in all the relevant information, regardless of your personal bias to it, and you just lay that out. And ultimately, what happens is a bunch of that information weighs heavily to point to a certain area. And it seems a lot of the information now is pointing to the fact that it was faked to some degree.
Well, Dean Haglin, I totally agree with you, and I appreciate your courage and honesty in telling the listeners what you believe about this. Talking about Chris Carter, the developer, the person that created the X-Files and then the Lone Gunman, you told me a story last night about the CIA at Hollywood parties.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is really weird. And, in fact, I met her since. She's a psychic in Hollywood, and she was at a Hollywood party where Chris Carter was standing in the corner in a tuxedo, looking very out of place. And she went up to him and said, "Whatever you're working on right now is going to make you millions of dollars." And it was just before he started the X-Files. So she was a psychic who predicted the success of the X-Files, not knowing what the project was or who he was. And then when I asked her what were you doing at the Hollywood party, she said that she was working for the CIA. And that she would get emails telling her to go to this party and that party. And they'd be swanky affairs in the Hollywood Hills, and her name would always be on the guest list. She never knew how that happened. And then she would just go hang out at the party, and then at the end of the night go back and email what she talked about. And she didn't really know where the email went or who this person was, but then she would get a check. And it turns out that was the CIA. And they were just, you know, keeping tabs on what was being talked about at Hollywood parties with the producers and the creators, because film is one of the, you know, major foreign policy tools that are out there. So,
well, you know, the president publicly a few years ago went to Hollywood with Lionel Chetwin and others and told Hollywood, no more X-File type shows. We all want it to be pro-government. Now we see Threat Matrix, 24, all these different shows where the government's torturing people and killing people and taking over our liberties, but it's all for the better good, Dean.
Right, because you can accomplish so much with torture, sarcastically speaking.
Well, they just told the federal court, the Justice Department, 2 weeks ago that, yeah, we're using torture and we're going to use it in court. And the court said, yes, you can use this and make it admissible in court, torture.
I didn't hear that. Is Amnesty International know about this?
I would imagine they do. I haven't seen what they have to say about it. The point is it's all out in the open now. But shifting gears, just a little bit about yourself before we get back into the pilot episode of The Lone Gunman, where in a hijacked jet, the government tries to fly to the World Trade Center for martial law. Before we get back into that, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're not just an actor and a comedian. You also have invented something for the laptop computer. Gave me one yesterday.
That's right. It's called the Chill Pack. As you know, all laptop computers now are made very thin and very fast. And to do that, they had to sacrifice cooling fans on the CPU. And therefore, you know, your laptop gets very hot along the bottom. In fact, they just came out with a study saying men using laptops may be a cause of infertility, of all things. So my laptop, I was watching a DVD one day, and the whole movie locked up on me. And I happened to have a knee injury, had a blue gel pack on my knee, cooling my knee down. And when I moved the laptop to the gel pack, the DVD started up because of direct exothermodynamic principles. So, I nearly showed it out my system because condensation developed. And in the medical industry, they make this material that allows heat to transfer but no condensation to develop. I put the two together, called the Chill Pack. Sell for $19.95 at chillpack.com, pack spelled P-A-K. And they're selling like gangbusters.
That's awesome. And, of course, DeanHagelin.com as well. Now, I want to air this little four-minute clip.
Okay.
It's downloaded off the web, folks, so it's not the best. And this is where the characters are talking about a war game scenario and why elements of the government want to do this. So, Dean, I'm going to put you on hold for four minutes. We're going to play this clip and come back and get your response to it. Folks, here it is.
We know it's a war game scenario, and it has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is it important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
If some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
And then who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government, as usual.
It's a faction.
A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin-pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart-bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales.
Mm-hmm.
When?
Tonight.
How are you going to stop them?
That's what it looks like.
There's what? Like?
Modem protocol.
Remote access. Somebody on the ground's flying your plane.
Bogey, sir. Keep your course.
I need to know our flight plan.
I'm mapping the data now.
Your flight's going to make an unscheduled stop in exactly 22 minutes.
Corner of Liberty and Washington. Lower Manhattan.
World Trade Center. I'm going to crash the plane into the World Trade Center.
I'll tell the flight crew.
All
right, try cutting electrical power.
Good thought of that. Big thought of everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain speaking. We're experiencing some technical difficulties up here. At this time, we'd like you all to return your seat.
And kiss your asses goodbye.
We're getting close.
I know.
Center, this is Atlantic National Flight 265 Heavy. We are declaring an emergency. We have 110 souls on board, 16,000 pounds of fuel, and no dangerous goods or cargo to report. Come on, bro, Vicky.
That's a fail.
Stop.
I hope my next turnout's as nice as my last.
All right. And then at the last minute, Dean Haglin, playing the character in the film with a new special super hacking chip, is able to take control of the remote control system, and the jet aircraft, the passenger jet, actually clips some of the antennas on top of one of the towers. Now, a war game scenario, that's the cover, but it isn't really a war game, it's the real thing. And then we learned from government sources, I reported this 2 months before the Associated Press did, we were the first, that drills were being run of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center, Pentagon, Capitol, the big insurance building in San Francisco, and other areas. There were 24 drills, 5 in the New York area, ladies and gentlemen. This is mainstream news. Dean Haglin, this is getting just too close to the mark, too close to reality. Your comments.
Well, you know, that clip, I hadn't heard it in quite some time, and I forgot how close the writers were when they wrote that 8 months before it happened. And, of course, they were just picking up on popular culture. You know, Tom Clancy had written it in a book, and they just sort of, you know, put obvious scenarios together to make for exciting drama. When the actual day happened, I actually didn't put it together until the writers called me going, are you watching this? They were like, they were so freaked out by the coincidence.
And tell folks who the writers were.
So, I mean, were the same writers from The X-Files. Vince Gilligan was, I think, wrote the majority of that episode, and then Frank Spotnitz, John Scheiben, and Chris Carter also co-wrote and rewrote the script to get it into shape. So all four of them were involved on working on that one.
But then days after 9/11, Rice and Bush, all of them said no one had ever heard of a plan to fly a plane into a building, but not just movies and TV. They were running a drill that morning, my friend, so NORAD would think that it was just a drill and would stand down.
Right, planes were in the air that could have taken down those jet fighters, or taken down the passenger airline.
But they thought it was a drill.
Part of the drill. Very clever. The Lone Gunman DVD set comes out this March, so anyone who doesn't want to download a poor quality clip off the internet can wait till March, and it'll be in your Blockbusters and Virgin record stores across the country.
Oh, I'm going to march out and buy one. Are you kidding?
That's right. We all actually provided commentary, and they were asking us for our views on the pilot episode, much as you are now. So it'll be interesting. I think all of us spoke eloquently about our feelings and the bizarre coincidence.
Well, it's unbelievable, and I mean, I've got so many questions for you. We're about to break. Just got a few minutes left with you, but look. I mean, I could see doing a piece where a hijacked jet airliner by remote control flies into a building, but then it's so the government can blame Afghanistan, foreign governments, it's covered up by a war game scenario. And then I'm sure, have you heard that some of the firefighters have gone public and said, we found the undamaged 3 of the 4 black boxes, and we've been threatened to shut up about it?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's
been
the
boxes. They're supposed to survive anything, right?
Yeah, they are. They drop them from thousands of feet. They put them in furnaces.
Yeah. And yet, now they've been found and they're being covered up.
It's incredible. But again, I'm not saying that the writers of this were given inside information. But, I mean, what are the chances of them getting it all right, other than the fact that you stopped it from happening?
Time to do sex. Well, again, the writers did have a lot of connections by that time in the X-Files. They had, you know, the FBI really enjoyed watching the X-Files, and towards the end of the show, they you know, NASA, everybody was coming to us with all sorts of things. And in fact, at the International Space Station, there's 10 robots that do maintenance around the outside of the International Space Station. And they call it Project X-Files, and each satellite is named after one of our characters. So there's a Langley satellite up there in space now.
That is unbelievable.
Isn't it?
I'll tell you what's even more bizarre is you showing up at my door.
Well, that was a lucky coincidence. You know, this documentary I'm filming, I have basically got my car in Los Angeles, drove to Tampa. Now I'm on my way back, and I've been filming the whole thing to see what's going on in America today. You know, is it as divided as they say, or I have to go see for myself? And the documentary I got, including my interview with you in there, can be pretty cool. There's some real surprises. I learned a lot of things, and it'll be available on my website in a month or so when I cut it all together.
Well, I can't wait to get a copy.
Absolutely.
Dean Haglund, again, one of the main stars, one of the central characters in The Lone Gunman. You've been in a lot of other, of course, productions as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be able to talk to Gilligan and Carter and others sometime and say, you know, did somebody plant this on you? You know, who recommended this to you, or where did you get these specific ideas?
You know, that would be a great question. I don't know how much they're talking about it these days because they're all very busy on other projects.
Could I ask you next time you talk to them to ask them when we can have you back on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell you what, Dean, stay there. We got
okay.
a break. DeanHaglund.com. We'll be right back with him. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we have retired Rear Admiral, now Dean and President of the Franklin Pierce Law Center in Concord, New Hampshire, and others joining us to talk about Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez for Attorney General. They're moving to block him. You don't want to miss the Admiral coming up. Dean Haglund here in the final segment of this hour with us. I've been so honored to have you, Dean. DeanHaglund.com and what'd you say, ChillPack.com?
ChillPack.com is the laptop cooling system. That's right.
All right. P-A-K. And there's a curious spelling of PAK. How do you spell it?
Yeah, just a P-A-K, no C in there.
All right, chillpack.com, deanhanglin.com. Anything else you wanted to add here in these last few minutes?
Well, let's see. I'll be performing at science fiction conventions around the country and around the world. And I'll be at the Bay Area UFO conference in April. Is that when that one is?
I'm not sure.
In San Francisco. So there'll be plenty of chances to see me live. I do stand-up comedy where I actually improvise an episode of The X-Files live on stage.
Man, I got invited to that UFO conference. I ought to go to that. I hear it's big. But
yeah, it was a lot of fun last time.
Yeah, I hear over 1,000 folks show up.
Yeah, it's really huge, and it takes up, 2 miles of convention floor.
Yeah, that might be the one that even more show up to, 6,000. I don't know. But, Dean, all I can say is it blew my mind having you on, having you talk about, the evidence pointing towards globalist involvement. And I agree, it's a tiny faction doing it, but it's a tiny faction in control.
Yeah, it's amazing how so few people can control so much.
When you talk to the writers, and I don't want you to put words in their mouth, but when you talk to the writers, when they called you and said, this is the episode, are you watching? This is what we said. Did they say anything else about it being creepy or what they thought? Or?
Yeah, they were quite shaken up about it, and I think they still are. They were quite disappointed when the whole series was canceled because they really loved that show, and they really, they liked working on The X-Files.
Well, I said that I thought the Lone Gunman was much more serious topics. I said this on air, that it was a much better series. I know it got really good ratings, but I heard it was just Fox was angry. So why did they cancel it?
Well, there's a thousand reasons why any show gets canceled. But that was like any working relationship with management and creative types, there's going to be friction and hostility. So
that decade long thing had kind of gotten some friction.
Yeah, and that could have, potentially been why the Gunman was canceled. It had nothing to do with the excellent ratings,
But I thought they always said media. I mean, this little radio show gets top ratings in markets, but sometimes gets canceled, and they say it's because of what you say. So it isn't really about ratings, huh?
No, it's not about ratings. That's why your favorite shows go off the air.
Unbelievable. Well, Dean Hanglin, look forward to talking to you in the future. Look forward to seeing this this film you're making, and God bless you, my friend.
Likewise, and great being on the show, Alex.
Take care and safe driving.
Thank you, sir. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there goes Dean Hanglin in the last minute of this hour. You heard him. He's got Road to Tyranny, got some of the other videos. He likes them. Why shouldn't you get some? Only for 3 or 4 more days can you get DVDs as low as $5.95 with my latest film. When you buy one copy at regular price, the next copy is $5.95. Same thing with 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, as many copies as you want for $5.95. And we have a 9/11 special, a bunch of different specials. Call and ask about them. No obligation, just call and ask. I don't have time to talk about it. 1-888-253-3139. Call right now, folks. 888-253-3139, or go to prisonplanet.tv where you can watch all 11 of my films, read my book as an ebook, Paul Watson's book as an ebook, over 550 pages, both books together, my weekly TV reports, everything, 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv, plus a weekly report where I did an analysis of the Lone Gunman episode. prisonplanet.tv or 1-888-253-3139, or order hard copies of any of my films and look at all the specials at prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. Second hour is only 70 seconds away.